Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
You're listening to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show. You know, I don't want to give away any secrets, but Lou told me he used to dance to this song on the job site back in the 80s. Yep, just him in his hard hat with a tool belt singing into his hammer. Now there is an image. Now back to that groovy, booty-shaking handyman, Lou Manfredini, on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back to Wanamakers. We're broadcasting live at their Home and Garden Center. See their Weber Grill display in support of Operation Barbecue Relief. You know, that image, while it's good, I think the better image is me using the wet and forget shower. Right? The wet and forget shower? What? You're not even listening. She listens to NPR in the morning. She likes hearing the news from NPR.
I was chatting.
I know. Okay, it's time for our Noodaloo 2, which I'm holding in my hand, which, can I tell my rabbit story later? The owner's here. I'm going to talk to him. You think he's going to like that story about the Weber? I think sure. This is... Hey, where's the inventor of the amazing...
Amazing.
Where is he? He's here.
Here he is.
Raise your hand. You got some explaining to do, Lucy. Okay. No, I'm kidding. I love this thing. Take a listen. It's amazing.
Who doesn't love a good smoked piece of meat? Or smoked piece of salmon for all you pescatarians out there. But I'm sure not all of you watering at the mouth right now have a smoker. This week's new Toulouse 2 is the Amazing Smoker Tubes. These tubes that come in 6 or 12 inch size are lightweight, durable, and portable smoke generators that produce great quality smoke for cold and hot smoking. They're versatile enough to be used in just about any smoker or grill. They're designed to burn pellets and supplemental smoke at higher temps in pellet grills and smokers. This is where most pellet grills and smokers do not produce much smoke. The tube adds additional smoke at cooking temps, regardless if your pellet grill or smoker is burning pellets or not. I watched a quick little video on how this is done, and it looks pretty simple. You fill this little tube up with the smoker pellets, wood chips, or sawdust, light it with a small blowtorch, and place it horizontally in your grill. Add your meat to the warming rack and close it up to smoke for about 2 hours, or whatever you fancy, and then transfer that meat right down to the grill, keeping the tube in there for extra flavor. Sounds like the tubes can burn for about 4 hours. The tube smokers perform great in pellet grills, gas grills, and gas smokers. Their cool, unique design takes up very little space on your grates to give you full grilling capacity. Yum! And the best part? Totally affordable. They range from about $20 to $35, depending on what size you get. Find out more at amazinproducts.com, A-M-A-Z-E-N, just like Amazon, but with an E. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page. Check them out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so the price, I like the price. I think this is awesome. But then I got to buy a blowtorch?
Okay, well... Honey, a lot of the reviews.
Happy Father's Day. I got you this and a blowtorch.
A lot of the reviews.
In case you want to break into a safe.
Best with that. However, now I'm seeing
No. But I mean, I get it. But I think that I get it. And I think that this is.
Here we go. What? Who doesn't have a blowtorch like that?
Right. No, I love that. But my point is that this is for. Okay. I don't want you to think you have to be the super serious griller to do this. So this is what I was trying to describe this earlier when we did the show in New York. You know what this is? When you go to your church raffle and you put all the raffle tickets in the huge drum and the priest turns the drum and he pulls the raffle ticket out, it's a mini version of that.
Tiny.
Right? That's what it looks
call.
Like.
That's a great call.
Right? It's all like right. A giant basket the priest turns and says, you win tuition for a year. Or you win $500 and then they guilt you into giving the money back to the church. Right? 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 That's what happens. Oh, you win $1,000. I'll give it back to the church, right? That's what it looks like. So it's a tiny little tube. It's probably the size of a...
Or a curler. That's
a
right.
What?
Or a curler.
It looks like
hair.
One of those
we
big curlers.
Yeah.
The big one. The
big like roller. Right?
The big roller that you would roll the big curls. Mm-hmm. Now that I have all this hair, I could use this. Maybe that's what I do now. I go get a perm.
Please.
Wow.
Please do that.
Do you know that I actually... There's a picture somewhere of me when I was 19 years old. I did get a perm.
No.
Yeah? Oh, my gosh. You never knew that?
No.
Yeah. I look like a complete goof.
I can't wait to see pictures.
I was at some wedding, and I had a perm. Somebody talked me into it. I was 19. What did I know? What are we talking about? Are you people still here? Are we on the radio? Okay. You put the pellets. So this whole pellet stove thing is a big deal, right? Traeger, are they here yet? Right? Your Traeger guys are here? So this is a big thing, these pellets. The people that smoke stuff love it. They swear that that's the best way to cook anything you're going to do. But it's a whole different process, and it takes a while. You have to invest some time in it and a 12-pack of something. This is a way for you to take the pellets and put it inside and try it right on your existing grill. And, you know, they have these smoke boxes you can buy, Lindsay, where you can put chips in it and do all that. Even the folks at Weber make something like that where you put it on there and you put the chips on there and you can get that smoky thing. But with these pellets, they have all these different flavors and you can put them inside here. It's a really cool idea. Now I feel bad about the whole...
Great for Father's Day, right?
It's a great Father's Day gift. It's super affordable and it's unique. It's unique. I got one problem with the packaging. Where's the owner? Okay, I told you,
Todd,
when I was a kid...
Todd. Oh, he's selling them.
It looks like the pellets, the thing when they're spilling out of there on the package kind of looks like rabbit food. I'm cleaning it up.
That's not what you said.
It looks like rabbit food. Right? Sam?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know that I don't want that. I don't want that look. I want it on the side. That's it. Put it in there and go. I know what it is, but if you picked this up and you didn't know what it was, what would that look like? Come on, be honest.
I mean, I thought it looked like hamster food.
Okay, well, okay. So I'm sorry.
But that's
hamster
not what
food.
You said this morning. You said P-O-O-P.
All right, it looks like rabbit poop.
Not rabbit food.
It looks like rabbit poop. That's what bothers me.
You need a glass shield, baby.
Right, exactly. I think it's great. It's like a stainless steel drum. Little bitty thing that you put on your grill, and it's awesome. Great Father's Day gift. We'll put the information up on our Mr. Fix-It Facebook page.
And they sell them here.
And they sell them here at Wanamaker's. So go on inside if you want to buy a great Father's Day gift for somebody. You can do it right here.